From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yep, morning, Mike.
0.4, do we call that flat or do we call it down a smidge?
Yeah, nothing to see here. Move on. An uneventful global dairy trade auction, should we call it that? Yeah. We quite like uneventful in financial markets. Uneventful's good. Yeah, as usual, we looked at the whole milk powder futures contract that they trade on the NZX platform. Those prices were suggesting a bit of weakness in the whole milk powder demand, and that's a big chunk of the global dairy trade index. So we thought, you know, could see a bit of weakness in the global dairy trade, but don't worry. Yeah, it was only down 0.4. I'd call that relatively unchanged. That's my favourite descriptive term for a minus 0.4 change. Whole milk powder a little bit weaker, down 0.8. Other products held in there, butter unchanged. Skim milk powder up 0.7%. Look, so if I sort of look back on the history, we saw a little bit of weakness in the index back in June, and then a bit of up and down. So generally steady. That important whole milk powder category. Just looking at that index back earlier on this year, that was just over $3,300 US dollars a metric ton. Early July dropped to $3,000 a metric ton. It's been there or thereabouts. Quick point though, back in July the currency, the New Zealand dollar against the US dollar, was about 68 cents. Yeah. It's now just over 63 cents. So even though Fonterra will have currency hedges in place at the moment, they'll be able to put future hedges in place at better levels. So lower Kiwi dollar, good for the exporters, Mike.
All right. Now, Grant Robertson's had a word.
He did. And I attended an address by Grant Robertson yesterday. It's the Bloomberg address. Always interesting to listen to the Minister of Finance. And Mike, I would say, Grant Robertson always presents well. He's very comfortable his portfolio and the numbers, and very comfortable with what he does. So from a management point of view, and I think prudent is an appropriate term for his style. And, you know, you might not everyone will necessarily agree with the thrust of the spending or the starting point, but actually I think he does a good job. Key points from yesterday, look, he acknowledged that the outlook is currently pretty mixed at the moment, but he noted that, you know, even with those increasing global risks, our growth prospects, even if they are lower, are still better than a lot of the rest of the developed world. He addressed one issue, and that was there are calls out there now for greater government intervention into the economy through higher levels of fiscal stimulus. I think I've spoken about this as well. And I think this is a valid argument if you believe that lower interest rates by themselves lose a bit of effectiveness the closer they get to zero. So he did talk about resisting that urge at this stage, basically because he says the recent wellbeing budget actually had a fair bit of extra spending in there, both at the operational level and through increased capital spending. Now, spending operationally went from $2.4 billion to $3.8 billion. I think the question that has to be asked is whether that increased spending that was targeted in the budget will actually stimulate the economy. Did reinforce the message that they have the flexibility to act if an economic situation warrants it. He was asked about bank capital charges. He made the very valid point that that's a Reserve Bank issue. It's not a Minister of Finance issue. Although he noted a couple of times, actually, that the thrust of the public submissions were around the magnitude and the pace of any changes. And he also said that, like the rest of us, he'll wait and see how the RB does react to that feedback. But overall, a solid address.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
Yeah, the Dow Jones, US market's under a bit of pressure, actually. There was that factory numbers out, manufacturing numbers out, and also just a bit of catch-up there post the weekend. But 26,025 on the, or 26,041 now, down 362 points in the Dow, so 1.4%. S&P 500, 2897. Down about 29 points, that's about 1%. The NASDAQ 7853, down 108 points, 1.37%. So weakness there. The FTSE 100 holding up remarkably well, 7268, down 14. The Nikkei up 5, 20625, and the Shanghai Composite up 62930. The Aussies yesterday, the RBA left interest rates unchanged there. ASX 200 down 6 points, 6573, and we had a storming day on the NZX 50 yesterday. Big moves from Mercury and Contact. Bit of a rumour about their inclusion in global indices. The NZX 50, 10,953 all-time highs, up 153 points, 1.43%. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit wobbly, but now 0.6325 against the US. We're 0.9357 against the Aussie, a bit weaker there. 0.5765 euro, 0.5225 pounds, 66.98 yen. Gold, $1,546. And Brent crude, a little bit weaker, $57.95.
You're a champion. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI. iWealth.co.nz.